This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Welcome to this episode of Fairways and Greens. I'm your host, Gaylord Rhodes, the Vegas golf coach. And after 30 years as a golf professional, teacher, and coach, I decided it was time to share the knowledge and insights into the world of golf that I have gathered during my career as a golf professional. And joining me each episode will be a special guest from the golf industry. Together we will discuss and share their insights, expertise, knowledge, and stories from their career and life in golf as well. Hope you enjoy this episode, and as always, I welcome and appreciate your input and suggestions for future shows, as well as your questions. So feel free to reach out and get in touch with me, the Vegas Golf Coach, by emailing me at info@golfcoachpodcast.com. That's info@golfcoachpodcast.com. Reach out and let us know what's on your mind and what you're thinking about. So let's get started with today's show. Hi, I want to welcome everyone into today's show. This is your host, Gaylord Rhodes, the Vegas Golf Coach. And this week, for this episode, I'm going to continue on the Endless Journey of Golf, which is the episodes where I basically talk about certain aspects of golf and share my knowledge and input and just some information on different areas of golf. And today's show is going to be about putting. And over the last month or so, as season's been cranking up, a lot of my students have been coming to me and with a little trouble with their putting. And it's understandable. It's probably the most challenging aspect of the game for many people. There are a lot of people that are really great ball strikers, and I always hear, man, I'm hitting it so great, but I just can't get the ball in the hole. And there's a couple of different schools on putting out there, and I've been fortunate enough over the years to spend some time with some very, very knowledgeable people in this area. And so I think that there's the school that says that it's a science, and there's a school that says there's an art, and then there's a bunch of us that believe that there's definitely science, and we kind of define what that's composed of. And then the art of it is the ability to roll the ball, control your speed, and read the lines, and it could also involve some of the mechanics and the art of it. So there's really no one real way that everybody would or one thing you would apply to everybody for putting. And everybody's unique. Everybody has different vision issues. And so I'm going to go over a few things that I believe are important in putting, and I'm going to start with the science of putting. And, you know, not to get too technical here, but there's three things that compose the science, I believe. And if you define the science in this area, then I think you understand that part of it can be handled. If it's understood, then all you need to do is be able to apply the concepts of science to the art of putting. And that's kind of my spin on it. So to start with, there's three key factors that I believe compose the science of putting, and they're very central to it. And so the real thing, the three aspects are this. The face is so important. I mean, where the face is pointing when you hit it is going to control 70-80% of the stroke. So in other words, 70-80% is basically the ball is going to go where the face is pointing. So to get the face square to your target line is so important, and you know, having it perpendicular to the line at impact. And so that being said, a lot of factors can affect that: ball position, your stance, the stroke you're taking. But in truth, if 70-80% of putting is direction is controlled by the face, then that would be probably the key factor, the scientific factor. And then the second thing is centeredness of hit. And it's so important to hit the ball in the center of the putter, or the sweet spot of the putter. And that should be determined with each individual putter. And there's a way to do it, and we may talk about that. But it's basically easier to do visually. But you need to find the sweet spot of your putter. And then if you strike the ball in the sweet spot, then your speed control is going to be consistent. If you miss it a little to the toe or heel, your speed's going to be off. Potential to put some side spin on it occurs. But truthfully, 70-80% is face. Hitting it in the sweet spot's approximately 20%, 15-20%. And that controls the speed and allows you to get the ball going the same distance consistently. And then the third aspect of the science is the path of the stroke, and it's very minimal. Maybe 5-10% of putting is evolved around the path. So you could literally stroke it from outside in as long as the face was pointing in the direction or on the target line when you hit it from 6 or 8 feet, you're probably going to make the putt. It's not going to go offline very far. There's not enough speed and path really to affect it, although from a distance, path has a little bit more effect. But if you can square the face up, regardless of your path, whether you're coming inside out or outside in a little bit, if that face is pointing in the direction of the target or the hole or your intended target line, you're going to roll the ball pretty straight down that line. So again, just to sum up the science, I think it's pretty simple. It's basically the face, centerness of hit, and path in that order. So if you summed it all up, 70-80% is of putting is based on where the face is pointing when you hit it, 20% approximately on centerness of hit, and that allows you to control speed, and the final part is 5-10% on path. So if the science of putting can be boiled down to those three things, then they're easy to work on. So now we want to roll into the next aspects. And I believe that one of the things that a lot of my students and a lot of golfers aren't aware of is that the style of putter that you're using can affect your ability to aim. And so when we get away from the science and we get into the, let's call it the mechanics, which they all kind of blend into the art, but the mechanics are important in golf. And I think that aiming would be the number one factor that I see that causes most people to miss hit putts. You know, the putting stroke is not that complicated. To be able to get the face pointing where you want it to go is so important. It's 80% of it. And if you think you're aiming down your intended target line and you literally have a vision or aiming issue, then you're going to be frustrated with golf. And believe me, I've struggled with that for many, many years. And it wasn't until I ran across Chuck Hogan back in the early 1990s and sat in on a seminar that he did called Aim to Win. There were a lot of great instructors there. It was a phenomenal 4 or 5 days down in the Phoenix area. And what I learned is that basically our eyes focus in a certain way. And so when our eyes are level, we have what we call bifocular vision. And so our eyes can target and see the target correctly. The minute we turn sideways and tilt our head and look at a target, depending on what your dominant eye is, depending on what your vision issues are, the eyes aren't able to focus correctly on the exact target line. So there are people who are left eye dominant that putt right-handed that seem to aim better. And vice versa, left-handed that have right eye dominance aim pretty well. So I think the dominant eye has a lot to do with it. And I'm not an expert on this, and there are some vision putter guys out there that know more about this. But just working with Chuck, I realized that sometimes the putter itself, the style of the putter, the line configuration on the putter, the hosel design, the lie angle of the putter, the length of the putter, and your ability to get your eyes either directly over the ball or slightly inside of it are so important to putting. And then to have your eyes level as you set up, so that your setup allows your eyes to remain level to the target line. If your head is tilted slightly left or right of the target line, it can cause path issues, it can cause alignment issues. I see, as we work with my putters, the first thing I do with my students is I make sure they're lining up correctly and they're aiming correctly. And I would say probably 80% of the time, most of the students that I work with are aiming either right consistently a certain amount or left consistently a certain amount. And sometimes it's due to the way they approach the ball, the way they aim. And so we work on getting behind the ball, seeing the target line with our eyes level, and then walking up and maybe getting a spot on that line in front, and then getting up and squaring the face up to that spot, and then setting the body in a square position to the face with the eyes level, either on top of the ball or slightly inside. And then we check again to see if they're still putting, aiming correctly. And if there's still a variation coming in that direction, it means potentially the putter is not suited to their style of aiming or their stroke. Another way I check that is I'll actually have them get behind the ball, kneel down, set the putter down, and on a straight 10-foot putt, line the putter up into the center of the, and I usually leave the little pin in the hole, and I have them line the putter up so that they're aiming right at the center of the cup at the pin. And then I have them walk around and get into their setup position as I hold the putter steady and get their eyes level, eyes in the right position. And then I ask them, where do you see this putter aiming? And many, many times they go, wow, it looks like I'm aiming left, or wow, it looks like I'm aiming right. And a lot of that has to do with the looking at the target from the side and tilting your head to see where it's going. And so I hope you're following me there, and a lot of times that can be adjusted by changing the putter. It tends to, S-shaped hosels, heel-shafted S-shaped hosels, tend to influence your aiming a little bit to the right. So if my student consistently aims left and they have a pipe neck hosel, then I'll switch and just see if maybe by changing to an S-shaped hosel that maybe that solves the problem. Sometimes lines on the putter, particularly on the top of the edge of the putter, lines in the back of the putter. Some people aren't linear. And if you take all the lines off the putter, amazingly, they start aiming well. And I'm one of those people, so I know how that affects. Center shafted putters, there are a smaller portion of golfers that can really aim center shafted putters. And for me to aim one, I have to literally get behind it and aim it and get it where I want to go and then walk around and set up. And every time I do that, it looks like it's going left. And it's hard to trust something visually when it looks like it's not going where you're lined up. And so that tends to be a problem for some putters, for my students as well. So aiming, I think, in terms of mechanics, aiming is something that kind of slides into the mechanical toward the art side. And it could be included in the science, because basically if you can't get the face aimed at your intended target, then you're going to have issues, because we know face controls 70-80% of the direction the ball is going to go. So not being able to aim is a huge part of let's say part science and part mechanics. I really would encourage you, if you're struggling with your putting, to get your instructor out and have him put you through an aiming program. There's some great tools out there. I use an aiming triangle. Seymour put one out. Chuck Hogan put one out years ago, the SEA Academy. So there's all sorts of tools out there that will help you aim. There's lasers. After we went through this process back in the early 90s, Chris Aoki and Henry Griffiths, we decided that to build a fit-to-aim putter system was very important to our business. And over a few years with Chris's input, we developed the fit-to-aim putter fitting system. And I think Chris Aoki was probably 100% behind pushing that through, and we got excited about it. And we had all different types of lie angles, head designs, lines on it. We actually could draw lines on the putters, so we'd have blank heads and we'd draw lines in different places. She actually worked with colored lines, and it was amazing how well, once we got the right length to the setup, right eye position and right ball position was so important. And we used mirrors and lasers to do it back in those days. And I know there's a lot of laser putter systems out there as well. And it was so amazing to watch our students bring their putter in. And we had a laser shooting at a mirror that we attached to their putter face. And it was amazing to watch it on the wall. We had designed an aiming tool. a fold-out aiming box, and it was amazing to see that a lot of them were aiming, you know, the face was pointing up in the sky or 4 feet above the line, so the loft was incorrect, and they were aiming right and left, and so one of the things that we gleaned from working with Chuck Hogan back in the days was that every 2 inches from the center of the cup, every 2.5 inches was 1 degree of misalignment. So from 12 feet, 1 degree of misalignment, and you're hitting the edge of the cup, basically. So that's how important aiming and alignment are. And of course, wherever you're aiming, and if you put the best stroke in the world on it, and you're aiming 1 or 2 degrees right or left, you're not going to make many putts. And you're going to feel like, man, I pulled it or I pushed it. And then you're going to start adjusting your stroke. And it becomes this army golf pattern where, you know, you start out and you're aiming left and you start missing left. And then you start kind of adjusting the stroke visually and you make a few for a round or two. And then all of a sudden you overcompensate that inside out path. You start putting cut spin on it. Ball starts going right. And then, you know, it's this vicious cycle. And, you know, just you stand on the putting green and you know, now, you know, a lot of professionals are using the line on the ball and they're aiming the line and then they're coming in and setting the putter line up to that. And that's a very effective way to aim if that's. And so I would suggest that if you feel like you are a competent putter and you're missing a lot of putts, I would probably try to see if you're a linear putter or a line putter. I can't put lines on my ball or my putters because I have very bad astigmatism in my left eye. And it just looks like I'm not aiming where I'm looking. If I take the lines off, I can trust my aim and I putt pretty well. And I actually aim pretty well. And, you know, I'm a kind of a blade style putter, heel shafted, arc. And so ball position is important for me. And I know over the years, I've figured out where my ball position should be. But until I went through this class with Chuck and then got involved in the fit to aim putter fitting system that Henry Griffiths developed, I was clueless as to what type of putter I used. And in fact, in that class, the first day we got there, Chuck was kind of had us all grab our putters and we were all out hitting some putts and Chuck was kind of observing everybody. And I guess he picked me because I was so far off from my intended target that he wanted to use me as an example. And so here I am, and we got like 8 or 9 pros, and Pia Nielsen was there, Lynn Marriott, Chris Aoki, Randy Henry. There were some great people there. And they're all in a semicircle, and Chuck sets this straight putt up, moves me 12 feet out, puts a putter down. He goes up to the hole, and he puts a tee in the middle, and every 2.5 inches, he put tees to the right and left of the cup. And so I'm sitting there watching it. And he goes, okay, Gaylord, I want you to just line this putt up and don't stroke it. And so go through your routine and tell me when you're ready. So I went through my routine, you know, I plumb bobbed, I did everything. And I lined this 12-foot putt up. And then he said, I want you to stay very still and close your eyes. And he took his little aiming triangle and squared it up to the face of my putter. And he had me step away and turn and look back to the professional so I couldn't see where I was aiming. He didn't want me to make the adjustment after I saw how badly I was aiming. And so I turned around and they're all kind of looking at me going, dude. And I'm going, whoa. And so he said, don't say anything. And so they're all kind of giggling and looking at me. And so he goes, okay, now I want you to, and so he moves everything out and he says, I want you to come in and do your routine again. I did it 3 times and all 3 times I aimed 3 tees to the left at 12 feet and thought I was dead center into the hole. And so we really didn't have a putter fitting system. So what he did is he had gone to a local golf store, probably a Golfsmith or Golf Galaxy type store in the area, and had purchased about 7 or 8 different putters, and I think he just borrowed them. Actually, some of them were demos, but he had 8 or 9 different putter styles there. He had some mallet putters, he had some heel blade putters, he had some pipe hosels, he had some heel shafted, and some various different types of putters. So as we go through this, I still had no clue where I was aiming. So he took me, and I had a Scotty Cameron pipe hosel L shape putter, and you know, the cool thing, you know, oh yeah, I got me a Scotty. And then it was actually a Titleist at the time, and he handed me a heel shafted little Ray Cook mallet putter, and it had one line right in the center on the top of the face, and so he said, okay, now go in there and aim this. And I did, and everybody behind me goes, whoa. And you know, he also adjusted the length by an inch. I had a 36 inch putter. He shortened it an inch. And then instinctively I stood closer to the ball. I got my eyes on top of the ball better. And not only that, but I was just inside left edge. So I went from 3 degrees, which would have been 3 tees, which is probably 6 inches to the left of the hole, to just inside left, just by changing the putter. Still had no clue where I was aiming. And he actually took another putter that had no lines on it. And similar to that, it was more of a blade type putter with no lines. I believe it was an Odyssey. Basically I hit it dead center. And when I hit it dead center, he put the triangle down and he said, okay, now look up and see where you're aiming. And then he explained to me where I had been and how he moved it in. And he explained to the group of us, well, it turns out that changed my whole life when it comes to putting. And, you know, and he started talking about there's three types of people and three types of learning style. There's kinesthetic, auditory, and visual. And I'm not a visual learner. I'm not visually targeting is one of my weaknesses. But when you take the lines off and you allow me to see the hole and see it as a clock, which he taught me how to just make sure every putt was working in, you know, at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock or 7 o'clock or 3 o'clock. And so he took all the lines out of my consciousness, and I had been, you know, lining up and looking, you know, plumb bob, everything. But, you know, once I gave that up and I began and I got a putter that I could literally aim where I wanted it to go, it just changed everything. I putted so great for the next few years. And then we get away from it. We try different things. But in reality, I'm back now today with a blade putter that has no lines on it, solid black and heel shafted, and I aim pretty well with it. Now, in terms of stroke, maybe not the most efficient, and on fast greens, I've got to make sure I'm very careful with how I arc it. But the only other putter that I have used with success is the directed force putter. But I literally have trouble aiming it. Anytime I get a heel center shafted putter, I aim to the right, and so when I actually aim it correctly and I get over it, it looks like I'm aiming left, and it's a very hard for me to concentrate on it. But it's in terms of how this putter rolls the ball and how it swings on and the face stays square to the arc, it's just phenomenal. And I'm working on it. And Bill, if you happen to listen to this show, can you send me a note, one with no lines on it, please? But if you're kinesthetic, you know, feel is very important, and the kinesthetic golfers have a pretty good feel for speed and distance, and so they're kind of feel putters, and then auditory putters. I'm kind of everyone has all three, but for the most part, I'm kinesthetic and auditory, and it's like I like the putter. I have to feel the putter, and the ball has to have a certain feel and sound to me before I'm comfortable with a putter. So I might be able to aim 10 putters, but the one I'm going to play with is the one that sounds and feels the best when I hit it. And visual people, they like visual thing. That, you know, they're good with lines. They're, you know, and they really see the lines, and they also read greens very well. And so I'm a path putter. I like to see the path of the ball going in the hole. A line putter just sees the line. He sees the target line, and he aims it and hits it on that target line and adjusts, you know, the speed to allow it to hit the high point and go into the hole. So, it's a straight line, but it may not be looking at the target. It may be, you know, it's on the break line. So that's the difference between a line putter and a path putter. And I think it's important that you get with your instructor, determine if you're having an aiming problem, and then determine what style of putter works the best for you. So when you get into the mechanics of it, the first thing you really need to do is make sure the putter style that you have allows you to aim correctly, because allowing you to get the face aimed on your intended target line, and then it's just a matter of stroking. And so the other parts of mechanics would be eye line position, the style of grip you use, left hand low, right hand low, claw, pencil. There's so many different variations in style of grip today. And so that's something that you need to work on as well with your instructor. But those are mechanics. I mean, alignment and aiming, eye line position and style of grips, those are the things I would call mechanics. And then finally, we get into the art of putting. And I think if you really wanted to define the art of putting, it's the ability to to make the science and mechanics work for you in a method that allows you to roll the ball with good speed and good direction. And so I think the art of putting is the unique individual aspect of it. All the great putters have these unique styles, and they all obviously aim well, and they get the face going in the direction they want, but there's so many different grips, so many different styles. I think that if you watch Nicklaus throughout his career, sometimes he'd have his right elbow in a certain position and he'd be right hunched down on it. Sometimes he'd be open with his feet. And the big thing is, as long as your shoulder alignment's good and your eye line is horizontal to your target line, what you do with your feet is probably not as important as your shoulder line and how you and where your shoulders are pointing, where your eyes. And if you can get your eyes level to your line, and you can get your shoulders level to that, what you do with your feet, hands, how you grip it, all those things would just basically be considered just setup. And ball position is very, very important, and I think it's overlooked a lot, particularly for people who have more of an arc in their stroke. It's so important that they reach the bottom of the arc with the face square to the target line, and that tends to have ball position tends to have an effect on that. Just a slight bit too far back and you might release to the right, and a little bit too far forward and you might actually release it to the left as the face begins to close as it reaches the bottom of its arc. So, I love blade putters. To me, it just feels like I'm making a mini golf swing, without the pivot. And to be able to aim is so important. And so, we can debate the art aspect of putting for a long time, but I really believe the art of putting is the ability to take the science and the mechanics and put them in a mode that's automatic to you, so that all you're focused in is direction, speed, line, conditions, grain. I mean, and it just takes a lot of time and effort to become a good putter, I think. And instinctively, when I was a kid, I was much better because my mind was freer. And I was working with old, I had a Ben Crenshaw, blade, and I had Arnold Palmer AP blades. And, the most I ever had was a little dot on top. And so I never really thought I had a problem aiming. And then all these newfangled putters came out, and bigger heads and more MOI and very forgiving and mallets and lines and aiming things, and I just never got any better. I kept trying, I'd try all the new stuff. I mean, being in the business, it was like a kid in a candy store. When you start struggling with putter, what do? What's the first thing you do? You go get another putter, and I don't think there's anything wrong. A new look every now and then. I mean, Jordan Spieth just did it for a tournament. He got rid of his old trusty putter, took out a mallet for one tournament, and then came back and he's flowing again. He looks like his putting's great again. And so sometimes you just need a different look, okay? But I really think that the most underlooked or least thought about aspect of it is the putter style I have the right style? And if you look at all the great putters, they rarely, Calamity Jane, Bobby Jones, Little Ben Crenshaw, through the years, the great putters have pretty much used the same putter or same type of putter, Tiger Woods, and it's tricky changing putters, but I kind of know what works for me now, and I see some great things. The directed force putter, for those of you that haven't experienced, is an amazing putter, and I have one, and I've used it, and I've had some success with it. But consistently speaking, I have trouble aiming it, and so it's just a situation. If you can understand, if you can get some help, get your professional to help you with your putting. Sometimes it's a mechanical breakdown. Sometimes your path is goofy. But I tend to see a lot of people that aim right swing outside in, and they get their face going. So you could have an inside out stroke or an outside in stroke as long as the face is pointing at your intended target line when you hit the ball. You're going to make putts. But when you have an aiming problem and your path is being manipulated as a result of your inability to make putts because you're aiming 3 inches to the left all the time, and you suddenly start swinging inside out, eventually you're going to overcook that. And so the best thing you can do is first of all, learn how to aim and get a putter that allows you to aim correctly. Get the mechanics. The science is just very simple. It's face, centerness of hit, and path, in that order. And the mechanics basically your eye line position, the style of grip you want to use, and alignment and aiming. And so if you can get help in those areas, then you can begin to focus on speed, direction, feel, grain, reading greens. And I think that's when the arc, I mean, I've heard putters say they feel the green in their feet, some great putters, and they just get a feel for the speed, you know. And there's so many different, I mean, I'm sure if you typed in putting in Google, putting drills, and there's tons of them out there. And, you know, I'm not in much into putting drills for myself, to draw the chalk line and have a straight line to the hole and bump, bump. You know, those are all good things. But they're more of a mechanical type. I feel like I'm more of a path and a feel and a flow putter. And when I putt well, I just have confidence that I'm aimed where I want and I hit it. And if it doesn't go in and I hit it on my intended target line, I'm fine. So, you're going to miss putts. I mean, rub of the green. I mean, it's, you could hit, you know, we've proven over the years with different devices that pure roll the ball that, you know, you can sit from 12 feet and roll 100 balls and you're only going to make about 80 of them. So the 20 of them are just going to miss due to variations in the grass and the green and the ball. I mean, if you really, you know, want to get kind of anal about it, I mean, you can take your balls and there's devices that'll spin them. You can put them in Epsom salt. You can float them and find the heavy spot. And then you can learn to get your balls and draw lines on them that are actually the true center of the ball, and so that it rolls truer than if it was just randomly set on the ground and you putted across that axis. So there is a ability to find the centerness of your ball. And if I won't go into it, but it's out there. There's several devices. There's a Check Go device, which I used to use all the time. And so I'd get it and I'd get the dot and then I'd draw the line on it. And here, not knowing any better, I'd set the line up and line up the line to my target line. Then I'd get over the ball and it would look weird because of my eyes and my, you know. And so it was always interesting to me. Why can't I line the line up? Okay. And the other thing about lines is it tends to slow the game down a little bit. I mean, it's just to watch the pros tweak the line and then step away and step back, tweak it again, step away, step back until they get it just right. And then they still have to stroke it. They still have to get it the right speed. There's so many more factors than just alignment. But of course, if they're confident that they're aiming correctly, I'm sure it's a big factor for them. So give it a try, you know, see if the lining up the line is going to work. So, again, we have the science and mechanics and the art. And I think the art is just being able to blend them all together and let go and just feel it, see it, roll it, get your speeds right. And I know there's a lot of people that'll argue about it, but there's so many great books out there on putting. But I would really get some help. I'd get to your professional, your instructor. And if there is a very specific putting instructor in your area, go spend some time with them. It's the club you're going to use the most in every round you play. It's going to be used on every hole for the most part. I think amateurs average between 35 and 40 putts a round, some less, some more. Some people, you have your buddy who's just a, you know, putter. I mean, he's the best putter you know. And for him to try to tell you what he does is and show you what he does probably or may not work for you. So find a PGA instructor, find your golf instructor, and sit down with them and see, do I have an aiming problem? Is this style of putter the best for me? If I change my putter, do I aim better without doing anything else? Could it just be the putter? And then check your path, check your stroke. There's all sorts of drills for centerness of hit, two tees in the ground, just slightly outside the width of your putter. Tiger uses it, a lot of the pros use it, just to make sure you're making contact in the center of the face or the sweet spot every time is so huge in putting. You know, I actually will work the ball out on the toe on a fast right to left breaking putt to deaden it a little bit, and vice versa on a real fast left to right putt downhill, I might slide it a little bit to the heel to take a little bit of the hit out of it, the pureness out of it, and it kind of deadens it a little bit and takes a little bit of the breakout in my mind. And I watched Tavino do a putting clinic one time years ago, and he talked about doing that. And of course he was using a blade putter, which gives you that option. The MOIs and there's art putters, there's face balance putters. You know, to know what you do the best and what you use the best. First, can I aim it? Second, does it match up to my style? Straight back, straight through, arc, slight arc, strong arc. You know, Ping has a phenomenal line of putters that will allow you to be face balanced, straight back, straight through, slight arc, major arc. You know, and to know what works the best for you is so important. So if you're new to the game or if you're struggling with your putting, I would honestly, you know, I encourage all my beginner. Everybody wants to come in and learn how to hit the golf ball, okay? I do 90% of my first lessons are on the full swing, or they're beginners, and it's just about getting them in some kind of motion. But there are a group that come to me for short game, okay? And I believe impact is the same for chipping, pitching, and the full swing. So I give them a base and I show them, you know, how all that ties together. And then I always ask them, how are you putting? I mean, I'm a good putter. And I kind of wonder what that means, you know? Really? So you're averaging like, you know, somewhere between 29 and 32 putts a round? That would be awesome, man. And then there's this puzzled look on their face. So, you know, what I consider good putting is when you're somewhere less than 35 putts around, you know, a good day is maybe 28, an average day maybe 30, 31, 32. If you're in that category, you're a pretty good putter. And either that or you're missing a lot of greens and chipping it close and doing a lot of one putts. But that's a whole nother story. But the short game and putting kind of go hand in hand. And on the days I hit a lot of greens, I might have a little higher putting average. And the days I miss a lot of greens, my putting average might be a little lower. But I'm looking at those numbers all the time. And I'm looking at my misses. Am I missing it consistently one way or the other? And if I am, then I look at ball position because I know pretty much how I work. But it, once you see and analyze and you understand your style and your tendencies, then when you see them, you can correct them pretty quickly. And you're not always searching, or you're not running out to buy the new putter because, you know, gosh, this putter is so great. And, you know, to be honest with you, if you look in most golfers' closets and garages, there's going to be a bag of putters somewhere in there. And very rarely do people don't experiment. And puttings is one thing that a lot of people change in a lot. I mean, I've been known to go to the golf course with two putters in my bag. You know, in case this one doesn't work, I'm going with this one. And, you know, and then the worst is when every other hole you're switching because there's no continuity. And it's really just a matter of confidence at that point. So, but, you know, I know George Lowe once said, hey, look, if you know, switch the putter. I mean, you never know. But in reality, if you understand the science, which is real simple, it's face, centerness of hit, and path, and you understand the mechanics, then really what you're looking for is a putter that you can aim, and then you can start developing the art and feel of putting and reading greens and all those things. And when you're confident that your setup and your alignments and your ability to aim are good, then you can really focus in on what I consider the art of putting, which is just lagging and missing on the right side of the cup and leaving yourself in you know, the right miss and things like that. And I think, you know, I'm going to kind of let this talk in today with those things in mind. And I'm hoping soon that Chris Aoki is going to come on the show, the putter sensei. She has some phenomenal things. She's helped me tremendously and fit me a couple times and knows so much more about putting and more of the art of it, actually, and has some tremendous ideas about it. And I hope to get her on the show. You know, we talk a lot about instruction and full swing, and I thought it might be good to throw a little show in on putting, the art and science of putting, and the mechanics, and to let everyone know that if you're struggling with your putter, it could just be the putter. It could be you can't aim it. It could be a mechanical issue, and it could be one of the three scientific issues. You may not be hitting it in the center of the face, and obviously alignment and aiming are a major part of face control. So get out there, and if you're struggling with your putting, give the Vegas Golf Coach a call if you're in my area, and come on out. I have some great tools to help you. And if not, get a hold of your golf instructor. Find the guy that's known to be the best putting instructor in your area. And there's some great ones out there. And have them take a look. But make sure they're checking not only your ability to aim, but the style of putter that you have. If you're particularly bad at aiming, if they're not questioning, maybe that putter just isn't suited to your eyes or your setup. I mean, length is important, lie angle is important, lines on the putter is important, head design, Hosel design, all these things can play a major role. And it's just like in your regular golf equipment. Fitting is so, so important. And, you know, if you can find a Henry Griffiths fitter around in your area that has the fit to aim system, they have thousands of options in there. Different hosels, head designs, line designs. And then, you know, from there, you know, you get a base understanding that if you decide that your putter has gone cold, and you know it suits you and you can aim it and everything, then, you know, well, maybe I'll try another putter like this one and see if maybe it just gives me a little better feel. You know, I mean, face inserts can be major influences on speed control. And, you know, I find that if the insert's too soft or the head is made out of a softer material, I don't control my speed as well. I like a metal on urethane feel. I mean, because I'm auditory. I like to hear the sound of it coming off of a stainless steel head. And so just the little things like that. I just wanted to share my thoughts on putting. And I wish I was a great putter, but I'm okay. And I enjoy it. And it's part of the game. And I just hope that you've been able to pick up some concepts and ideas on this. And if you have any questions, you can reach me at VegasGolfCoach.com. You can also link off my this podcast page and find me, and I will have some others. I'm looking to have another individual out this next week or so. Another old school guy, and just an amazing character, and he's coming on this week, Sam Adams, and again, we're going to get the Putter Sensei on again, and I hope you guys have a great week, and I look forward to visiting with you next week. Well, folks, it's time to say goodbye to this episode of Fairways and Greens. Hope you enjoyed the show. And if you would like to subscribe to the show, just head over to thegolfcoachpodcast.com. That's www.golfcoachpodcast.com. And don't forget to reach out with your questions and your input on the show to info@golfcoachpodcast.com. So reach out with your questions and anything you'd like to add or any suggestion on future shows to info@golfcoachpodcast.com. And you can find me, the Vegas Golf Coach, and a link to my blogs, coaching centers, and programs at www.vegasgolfcoach.com. That's www.vegasgolfcoach.com. So goodbye for now, and here's to finding your share of fairways and greens in your journey through life and golf.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.